Well, good evening, everybody. It's an incredible feeling to be in the same room with a lot of winners like you and just to have this great experience starting a weekend off like this, you know. It's just wonderful to share with you a little bit tonight on this incredible business opportunity that have changed our life in many, many ways. I want to share a little bit with you around the idea that GNLD will take you places you've never been before. GNLD will take you places you've never been before. And that is a fact of life. But you know, when we started, it was not like that. We didn't really believe that it's going to happen for us. When our sponsor Mike introduced us to this business, we were down and out. We were broke. We were struggling financially. We didn't really have any financial dreams for the future because I was not sure anything is going to happen. I was happy in what I was doing as a full-time pastor because I've got a calling in my life and that is what I really enjoy doing. But I tell you, big financial challenges. The bank manager phoning me all the time, you know, and I didn't really see a future for my family. I was wondering, where will it get us financially? And what even made the burden really worse was the fact that my firstborn was born cerebral palsy, so he was in a wheelchair from day one. And God gave me also two wonderful daughters, but so I had a family of three children. I can tell you, they become very, very costly as they grow older, you know. Because the challenge we have nowadays, you know, in my days, when you're 18, you're sort of going out and you're doing your own thing. But nowadays, we have a new generation. You call them the boomerang generation. So what happens, you throw them out and then they come back home like a boomerang and they feel nice and comfortable where they can have all the benefits and everything. The parents becomes friends with benefits eventually then. When we started, we didn't really believe it's going to work for us. If you are a brand new person here today, or let's say you just started, you're a distributor or manager, and you're still starting to put things together for you, I still remember how tough it was to keep the belief level high. To keep on believing every day, because things happen. You get people who make you promises they don't keep. People get a starter kit and they don't really do anything in the business. Some people say, well, your product is too expensive. I will never ever buy them. And you start doubting yourself and wondering, am I really going to make this thing work? So we were struggling with that thing and we realized we have to do something about it. So the advice of the uplines of Charlie and the company, everybody was say, hey, focus on your personal growth. Make sure that you listen to enough CDs, read good positive books, associate with good positive people all the time. Make sure you don't miss any good event that you qualify for because that is going to put fuel in your tank. And you've got to keep doing it consistently, folks. You cannot just go to one event and think that's it. You've heard it all. No. We got to keep on doing that. And that started to raise our belief level that we think, well, maybe GNLD will take us places we've never been before. But then also we had to learn good working habits. I was full-time in the ministry. I didn't have any time available, really. And like anybody else out there, it doesn't matter what you do, all 24 hours is already taken. Now you've got to find time to do something. So we had to make adjustments, prioritize our life and say, listen, if we really believe that this company is going to take us places we've never been before, we've got to make sure that we just prioritize our life. We realize that you've got to do something every day. And that is what we learned rather quick in the business. Every day, you've got to talk to people, whether it's about the product, whether it's the business, but you've got to take the action, folks. And if you don't do it, then also your belief level won't rise, and you won't see any results. We keep on doing that, and I tell you, it is so amazing to see how your dreams can come true. GNLD can really take you places you've never been before. Let's talk about cars. That's one of my weak points. My wife keep on telling me I've got a second wife and that is my car. It is just incredible. Some people say a car is something that must just take me from point A to point B. I don't agree with that. I say it is something to take me from point A to B, but I want to do it in style. That's the difference. So when we started, I was hungry for another car because the level I was, this nice Volkswagen Golf, who's got a Volkswagen Golf? Got nothing against them, a good strong car, but you know we had this Volkswagen Golf and this car was rusted all over. The one back door fell off from the car one day and I got so sick of this thing. And when it rains, your feet gets wet. So it really did it for me. It was such a motivation. And I said, if I really believe Geniali will take me places I've never been before, I know what must happen now. I must just go for it. And what happened, eventually we started to get the nice cars, you know. And, you know, what an experience in Bloubergstrand where the seaside is. Sometimes if somebody says no to me to the business, I just climb into that pitch black SLK Mercedes and I let the roof down and I drive along the beach with the wind blowing through my hair and I put on the music of the Beach Boys and I said, man, this is it. It's worth your while. But you know, it doesn't stop there. I remember the first time when we became brand new Sapphire directors, the company had an incredible incentive. They also are doing it nowadays in very special ways. And I'm glad that Marco Taylor is really pushing that, our vice president here in Africa. And that is, when you became a brand new Sapphire director, the company gave you an invitation to attend in Johannesburg the president's team meeting. And we were staying down in Cape Town. We got the call and they say it's all paid for. I couldn't believe my ears, but I just felt like a millionaire at that moment. I still remember, I think I took one of my most negative downlines and I said to him, will you please drive me to the airport, my wife and I? And I said, why? I said, because you know, through this business that we're talking about all the time, we are flying now up to Johannesburg and the company is treating us. And you can just imagine what happened there in his heart at that moment. And that feeling to go up to Johannesburg, stay in the nicest hotel. We were not used to hotels. I was Adam Dumini, you understand. Staying nice, expensive hotels was just out of the question. And staying in that hotel and walking into that room with all those wonderful winning people, and I said, this is it. You see, Geniali will take you places you've never been before. And I still remember when we got to our first World Leadership Convention in Disney World, United States of America. We didn't have passports because I never believed that I will ever leave the country. We had to go and get passports. All paid for, the plane tickets. We stayed in Disney World in the USA. I got so acquainted with Mickey and Minnie Mouse, you can't believe it. You become a kid again. What an experience. And there things happened for us because we said, there's big possibilities in Geniali because they really take you places you've never been before. And if it wasn't for this business, I never would have been my wife and I going there. And out of that, a lot of other dreams was born because a few years after that, we took our children to Paris, Disneyland in Paris, in France. We also got a car and we drove a little bit in Normandy. Just look at how the place is. But we had a lot of fun, you know, and I just want to quickly mention this. And you can just imagine you this picture because what happened, we took the train from the airport and we eventually got close to where the hotel was where we're going to stay in Paris. We came out and look around exactly where you are and we realized we're a little bit far from the hotel. I said, well, there's no other way that we're going to solve this thing because what we were at this moment, our situation was like this. My wife and I had two big rucksacks and then the two little girls with little stuff on there and my son in the wheelchair. Now, you can just imagine this picture, right? Standing there in Paris on the corner. I said, well, the only way is now to get a taxi. And we stopped the taxi. And he opened the door and he looked at us and in his broken English he said, all. I said, yes. And he slammed the door and he just took off with screaming tires. He was not willing to take this whole bunch of people in his car. So we had to walk about a kilometer eventually to get to the hotel. There's a lot of fun. My children, even up today, they still keep on talking about this. What was so wonderful, and this is one of the highlights of my life, is that Gene Aldi took me to a place of freedom. Whatever your definition of freedom is here tonight, he took me up to a place of freedom that I could make a choice to be a freelance pastor. And that was really, that is the beautiful thing. I could sit down now with a congregation and talk to them and say, okay, this is what I'm willing to do. I want to focus on the things that I really think is important. And I'm willing to get involved. What a blessing for me to be involved in that way. That I can still have that calling and live that calling, but at the end of the day have this wonderful opportunity to experience freedom, because each and every month I get my bonus from GNLD. I want to congratulate the company and Marco and everybody, because not one month in all these years that were involved ever was my bonus check late or not the right amount. Isn't that amazing to have a company like that? You can give them a hand. And I just want to end off by saying what is so precious is to have had the opportunity, even up till today, to make thousands of friends all over the world. Europe, USA, Africa, and our wonderful team all over, you know. Some of those wonderful people are here tonight, and I really want to thank them, because it's wonderful to have like an extended family. Wherever you come, you know people, and we are glad to see each other, and we hug and kiss and all this kind of stuff. It is just amazing. So folks, I just want to say to you tonight, remember where we started. It can happen for you. Gene Aldi can take you places you've never been before. But you're going to work on your belief level. You're going to work on your personal growth and have good working habits. And you will see the day will come that you will stand up front and you will talk about all the wonderful dreams that you have achieved. God bless, and let's have a great weekend.